Let's make it rain. Hello, everyone. This is Anthony Blackman back yet again with another G.O.D., the gem of the day, your favorite podcast. First and foremost, and as always, I want to thank you for listening. And if you like, subscribe and share with a friend. You can also go to makeitrain.net to check out all content all the time. If you're ever having a weekday, check me out every weekday. New podcast drops. Today, I want to talk about Breach. But before we do so, let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we come to you thanking you for everything you do, your love, your mercy, and your grace going before us and setting our crooked path straight. We thank you in all these things in Jesus' name. Amen. With that being said, Breach. I was thinking about how in Scripture it speaks on the covenant and how a lot of us as Christians may not even be mindful that once we accept Christ, we accept Christ as our Lord and Savior. We accept Him in our heart. We are accepting the fact that we will be obedient to the Word, to the Scripture, from beginning to end. We are entering a covenant, somewhat of a contract even, letting us know that we will be obedient to the Word of the Lord, obedient to God's guidance. We will follow Him. That's exactly what it is, in a sense, is our obedience to God's word. We will follow Him. It's a covenant. It's an agreement. And there are things that we do that breach that covenant, that agreement. The word breach, let's think about it. The definition is a violation in the performance of or a failure to perform an obligation created by a promise. So nice, I got to read that twice. Once again, sometimes we breach our agreement, our covenant with God by something we do. And once again, here's the definition. A violation in the performance of or a failure to perform an obligation created by a promise. It goes on to say duty or law without excuse or justification. That's the definition of breach. There's a lot of things we do unbeknownst to ourselves that breach the covenant that we entered with God. Now, Scripture tells us that even when we remain faithless, He remains faithful because He cannot deny Himself. So He's always going to keep His part of the bargain. He's always going to keep His part of the covenant. Sometimes we neglect to do ours. We breach that agreement by something that we may do to veer off the path, knowing that He says, follow me. I say this time and time again, there's a way that appears right to a man, but in the end, it's the way of death. If it's not His way, you're going the wrong way. It's funny because His name is Yahweh. He is the way, the truth, and the life. We are to follow Him. Anytime we veer off, we're in breach of that agreement. And it's funny because another word for breach is transgression. A lot of people don't know that. Synonym for breach, transgression. And that once again means a violation of a law. You know, in the Old Testament, the commandments, all these things were laws. Jesus says, I did not come to abolish the law. I did not come to do away with it. But not one jot or tittle shall change, is what it says. But I command you to love one another. It also says, once again, I am the way, the truth, and the life. You can't come to the Father except by me. He is the Son. He's also the Word of God. So when He says, follow me, He's letting us know from beginning to end, Alpha and Omega, everything between, what it says in the Scriptures, we need to take heed to. Because if not, we're in breach. Think about that. The G.O.D. God bless.